This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
March is one weird and fascinating month. It's the most unpredictable 31 days on the calendar. It's full of contradictions, and it has a rich history of madness. I love it. The mascot for this month certainly has to be the March Hare. The phrase, mad as a March hare, dates back to 1546. It refers to the behavior of European hares at the beginning of the breeding season. In 1865, Lewis Carroll made the March Hare an all-time fictional character in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. Like the month he's named for, the March Hare is moody, erratic, and unforeseeable.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't quite understand.
It's very simple. Now, 30 days have set. No. Well, an unbirthday, if you have a birthday, then you...
So March is strange. It's also volatile and known for violence. Its very name comes from the Roman god of war, Mars. Long ago, military campaigns that were put on hold for the winter resumed in March. March 7th, 1965 is known as Bloody Sunday, when civil rights activists were brutally beaten in Selma, Alabama. And of course, Julius Caesar was assassinated on the 15th, the Ides of March, which comes from the word for midpoint. Shakespeare famously wrote, "Beware the Ides of March," and that phrase persists in our culture hundreds of years later.
Look upon Caesar.
What sayst thou to me now? Speak once again.
Beware the Ides of March.
Remember, Dad, all glory is fleeting.
So?
Beware the Ides of March.
No.
Yes, well, when I see five weirdos dressed in togas stabbing a guy in the middle of the park in full view of 100 people, I shoot the bastards. That's my policy.
That was a Shakespeare in the Park production of Julius Caesar, you moron.
The whole lion-lamb unpredictability of this month rings true. Weather-wise, of course, but also historically. For example, named for war, March also saw the birth of the Peace Corps. Here's JFK, March 1st, 1961.
This corps will be a pool of trained men and women sent overseas by the United States government or through private institutions and organizations to help foreign countries meet their urgent needs for skilled manpower.
More March contradictions. It is full of production in nature, hosting the first day of spring and all the blooming flowers and reawakening trees. But it's also the most unproductive month of the year in the U.S. And why is that? March madness. Sports broadcaster Brent Musburger recalls using that phrase for the first time at the NCAA tournament.
We had a couple of big upsets late that night out of the West Coast, and I said, folks, this is madness. This is March madness. Now, I didn't just pull it out of thin air.
No, in fact, the term originated way before that in Illinois with the state high school basketball tournament. A man named Henry Porter coined the phrase in 1939, describing the way fans looked forward to the event. He said, "A little March madness may complement and contribute to sanity and help society on an even keel." frankly, kind of prophetic when you think about how many brackets are filled out at work these days. But Henry wasn't done. A couple years later, in the middle of World War II, he wrote a poem called Basketball Ides of March. I'll leave you with pieces of it here because it seems fitting given the origins and history of this month. The gym lights gleam like a beacon beam, and a million motors hum in a Goodwill flight on a Friday night, for basketball beckons, come. A sharp shooting might is king tonight. The madness of March is running. The winged feet fly, the ball sails high, and field goal hunters are gunning. With war nerves tense, the final defense is the courage, strength, and will in a million lives where freedom thrives and liberty lingers still. Now eagles fly and heroes die beneath some foreign arch. Let their sons tread where hate is dead in a happy madness of March.